Hey, thanks for joining us as we continue the summer series. We're coming to the end of it. Road rules, we're going through the Proverbs. Today, Proverbs 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Think about that. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The test of strength is adversity. When things get tough, you quickly find out how strong you really are. Anybody can guide a boat over smooth waters, but when the storm hits, when the wind blows, when the boat is rocked, only the able-bodied can maneuver through the crashing waves. The fearful bail, but the strong move forward with resolve. The test of adversity is preparation. The reality is, you're either getting ready to go through a time of trouble, you are in a time of trouble, or you're just coming out of a time of trouble. I don't mean to be pessimistic, but so many times that's how life works. Preparation comes by spending necessary time in God's Word, worshiping Him with your whole heart, and connecting with other believers. So prepare today for tomorrow's challenges. They're going to come. Be prepared. The test of preparation is discipline. So the test of strength is adversity. The test of adversity is preparation. And the test of preparation is discipline. Becoming a Christian is a free gift. Growing as a Christian is hard work. It takes discipline, sacrifice. Your time and your talents and your treasures belong to God. It calls for an engaged mind and an ignited heart. It calls for rekindling the fire in your soul. Spiritual discipline is not self-sufficiency. It is the wisdom to latch onto the source, being filled with His strength and being controlled by the Holy Spirit. So, Father, don't let us falter in times of trouble. Remind us that if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. Hold us up and carry us through the hard times. Keep us strong. Help us be prepared. Keep us disciplined. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.